Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This coverage of the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is presented by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. In Las Vegas, we're at the top of the third of 10 rounds on a Sunday night, December 10th, 2023. The NFR concept became life in 1959. It traveled through Texas, California, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, now in Nevada, the City of Lights. The top 15 cowboys and cowgirls in each of the pro rodeo events vie for the coveted gold buckle. We have coverage of the best animal athletes in the world, results, and interviews with Go Round Number 3, team roping winners Cherokee Cowboy Coleman Proctor and his partner Logan Medlin. Danielle Lohman finished 10th in the world with the ladies breakaway roping NFR concluding earlier in the week. Tonight on Sunday in the bareback bronc riding, Cherokee Cowboy Jaco Roper was 80 points. He won $16,000 in round one, has not been to the pay window since. Mason Clements was the big winner in round number three with a whopping 88.5-point ride aboard Breaking News of the Frontier Rodeo Company from Texas. Utah Cowboy doing well. Keenan Hayes is your leader for the world title in the bareback riding, a rookie with over 300,000 won. Steer wrestling, Sparta, Wisconsin's Nick Guy topped the field with a 4.2-second time, winning the $30,706. Each round pays in each event. The number one man in the steer wrestling world standings is Dalton Massey of Oregon. He has over $200,030 won. Indian Country shines as Coleman Proctor, Cherokee Cowboy from Pryor, Oklahoma, tops the field with a quick 3.7-second time. Him and his partner from New Mexico, Logan Medlin, moved to fourth in the header and heeler division. Eric Rogers has not seen the pay window yet this week. Navajo Cowboy roping with Paul Eves. Derek Begay, Sabadell Kai, Arizona, along with Coulter Todd, also from Arizona, were 4-10. They won 7,900 plus in the roping tonight. They are the fastest on three head. That could be worth over 79,000 if they win the aggregate. Begay and Todd are number 9 and 5, respectively, in the header and heeling divisions. The leaders for the gold buckle are from Alabama, Nelson White in the headers, and Texan Wesley Thorpe for the heelers. In the classic event, it was a Sage Newman night as he boarded Weekend Departure, a great bucking horse of the Calgary Stampede from Canada. They were 89 points to win the round, moving him to number one in the world standings. Tie-down roping, Riley Webb won the round with a quick 6.9-second time. He is first in the world standings. Haven Medjid from Montana is second. Chad Mayfield from New Mexico, third. $3 million cowgirl from South Dakota, Lisa Lockhart, was the fastest in the cloverleaf pattern with a 13.51. Brittany Posey-Tanazi, two-time champ of the world, is the gal to beat with over 324,000 won with seven rounds to go at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. A great battle in the bull riding between the cowboy from Missouri, Creek Walker, and Let's Gamble of Stave Smith, pro rodeos from Texas. They were 89.5 points. Stetson Wright of Utah is injured, yet he is number one in the bull riding world standing. Sage Newman had this to say after a big win, round three in the saddle bronc riding.
I'm glad to get things rolling here. The first three rounds were kind of slow, so to get something kicked off here on the third round, I was happy. Happy to have that horse. That was Weekend Departure of Calgary's, and he had a good day. It was exciting. So
Cherokee Coleman Proctor and Logan Medlin from New Mexico visited with us after a big win in the team roping. Coleman, Las Vegas and you get along very well.
I'd hope so, man. That's what we work all year for. You know, this might be the most stressful 10 days. If you're winning, you're stressed about keeping it going. If you're not winning, you're stressed about turning it around. If you're winning a little bit, you're stressed about not backing up any. So,
Logan Medlin, you're healing for a man that is uncanny fast with the rope in his hand.
Yeah. He's good at what he does. I'm just thankful that he decides to rope with me. But no, he does a good job. He's turned all three of them this week, you know, and I was glad to do my job tonight, and I knew that if I do my job, we'd be here eventually.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.